This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. As a percentage of the population, Alaska has fewer seniors than other states, but it has the fastest growing number of seniors. As chronic diseases take their toll on aging baby boomers, experts expect to see an increasing demand for health workers.
The boomers are about to get sick.
Dr. Bruce Clark is the producer of a 2012 PBS series on caring for an aging society. Speaking at the Gerontological Society of America annual meeting in November, he said the Kaiser Foundation has found that 70% of health care is related to chronic conditions such as diabetes, asthma, heart disease, and depression.
You know, it's kind of a free ride up through your 20s, 30s, 40s, maybe even into your 50s. But by the time you cross that six-decade threshold, the chronic conditions begin to stack up.
Reed Blackwelder is president of the American Academy of Family Physicians and a professor of family medicine at the Quillen College of Medicine in Tennessee. He says the nation is facing a doctor shortage.
Every other country has recognized the value of primary care and have that as a foundation of their system. They have at least, most other countries have at least 50% of their physician workforce as being primary care. And this country is right around 30%.
Blackwelder says part of the problem is the U.S. medical system discourages medical students from specializing in internal medicine, primary care, and general pediatrics.
That disparity is because traditionally all the payment models have emphasized, it's called fee-for-service, so they've paid for procedures for things that are done at a very much higher rate than paying for value and what can be done at the level of primary care. So there's a huge pay disparity, there's a salary gap that's significant.
Blackwelder says Alaska has more primary care physicians relative to its population than the norm in the lower 48, but needs more.
The problem is where people are located, and because Alaska has such a rural population, and relatively few physicians, those patients who are outside the urban or more highly populated areas definitely have difficulty finding a physician in Alaska.
Blackwelder says if people can't find a primary care provider, they may turn to specialists, a situation that can contribute to higher medical costs, or he says they may wait too long to seek care.
The absence of having access to good primary care early on is that chronic diseases become worse and acute diseases need emergent care.
The solution, says Blackwelder, is for Alaska to grow its own doctors. Dr. Ian Van Tetz is working to do just that. He's co-program director of the Delegates Program in the Alaska WAMI School of Medical Education. WAMI stands for the five states in the program: Washington, Wyoming, Alaska, Montana, and Idaho. Van Tetz says WAMI funds medical education at the University of Washington Medical School and helps place students in residencies in their home states. He says WAMI accepts 20 Alaskans per year.
It enables Alaskan students to become doctors, makes it easier for them. And the flip side of that is it makes it more likely for us to have doctors here in Alaska, because instead of recruiting people from outside, we're training people who already live here and want to work here.
Van Tetz says where students spend their residencies often affects their entire career.
People tend to stay where they do their residency. They finish medical school, they do their residency, they're married, they're starting to have kids, they develop a career.
Van Tetz says medical schools are disproportionately filled with people from well-educated families who know how to work the system to get scholarships and grants. He says WAMI works to increase the diversity of medical school students and especially to bring in people who are more likely to work in areas with a chronic shortage of doctors.
And particularly because where that shortage is most pronounced is in the bush. So we really want students. We place an extra value on recruiting students who come from, for example, an Alaska Native background, because we don't have very many Alaska Native doctors, and on students who come from rural backgrounds, because it's very hard to recruit doctors. If you can earn a very good salary living in Anchorage or a very good salary living in Seattle, you have to be a fairly special person to go and live in Bethel or to go and live in Barrow. But if your family all live in Bethel, then that's a different matter altogether.
Van Tetz says WAMI is one of the most highly rated programs of its kind in the country, according to Newsweek, and some 95% of the Alaskan students stay and practice medicine in Alaska for at least a year. This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.